Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Randall Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, oh God. This is crazy.
Yay! What's up, baby boys? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. I am the king of things. Puerto Rican rattlesnake. The artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio. Coming at you like Cleopatra in your mother's butt cheeks. On a Wednesday, we're live. It's the East Village. International superstar Zach D'Amico's here.
Hey, buddy.
Just fucking got my car re-registered yesterday. Driving around for 3 months without realizing that my car was not registered. Got pulled over. Happened to get a good cop.
That's all you need is one good one.
One good fucking cop. I'll tell you right now, because it could have been any other cop that could have ruined my life.
Jail?
Towed the car. They would tow the car.
That would ruin your life? You're there?
Do you know?
You're that close?
Yeah, dude. Let me tell you something. The way that my ADHD works is that something like that, like my car being towed and me having to go to the impound.
That would be a huge butterfly effect.
It would set me off in a trajectory of, hold on, Derek's just blocking the camera. It would set me off in a trajectory.
I know you're starting.
It's all good. It would set me off in a trajectory where it would ruin an entire month of my life, and then possibly it could be a fucking just a domino
the beginning
effect.
Of the end.
It could the beginning just, of yeah, the end.
Yeah. That's wild.
I could slide into fucking just nothingness based off of my car getting towed one more time.
Damn, how many times has it been towed?
It's got towed one time a year ago at the airport, and it really was, it was a dark time in my life. I would take my mother dying again over having my car towed. I swear to God. It was less inconvenient.
You don't have to pick up your mom after she dies.
I had to show up for a funeral. I didn't have to go to multiple places to file paperwork and then go back to that place to fucking come and look at the body, then go back to that place to be able to bury the body. It's insane.
You ever had to pick your shit up from 12th Avenue?
Was 12th Avenue.
The one all the way on West Side Highway.
Never New York. This was the airport, Newark Airport impound.
That sounds worse.
It's
that sounds worse.
Doggy, it was something else. Then they fuck with you. They do it on purpose. They go, oh, you wanna fuck with us? You wanna have no registration in your car? We're gonna make this the most inconvenient process of your entire life. Yeah.
Car jail.
Yeah. And it's just, yeah, so I know better. So when that cop pulled me over and then he was like, you know, you're not registered. I was like, what are you talking about, officer? It's registered right here. Look, January 2024. And I was like, oh fuck. Fuck. And he was a good cop, dude. And he was a bad cop, technically. He let me go. If I would have hit somebody with my car and killed somebody with my unregistered car, it would have been on the Bergen County Police. So, there you go.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah. Anyway, look, a great show planned. A lot to fucking talk about. You know him and love him. There's a brand new special being released tomorrow. This is on YouTube. It is called I'll Tell You This. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Andrew Youngblood back.
Hey,
on the
everybody.
Show.
Also, it's on Mark Norman's YouTube, so don't go to mine.
Mark Norman's YouTube is a better channel for it to be on.
It's a funny thing, being like, oh, I got a new special coming out. It's on some other guy's thing.
That is,
so check it out.
It is
what's
like
the way of the world now.
It's being cucked in comedy. It's Mark is proverbially banging your girlfriend in front of you while you have to just sit there and jerk
He's
off.
Collecting those views and the money from it. It's great.
Yeah, Mark learned that he had to watch Amy bang his chick.
Yeah. You got to pay it for. Also, from the No Need for Apologies podcast, right here on the Gas Digital Network, ladies and gentlemen, Derek Gaines back on the show.
He's on fire!
What's up, kid?
What's going on, man?
On time,
buddy.
We were not expecting you to be on time.
Oh, yeah.
We're not expecting.
I saw y'all gave me that little. Be here 10 minutes before because we're gonna start. I was like, oh, that's you did a that's a black people padding. You padded it black, you bitch ass.
Shannon, did you also send that to Andrew?
She did.
Yes, okay, cool.
But I think it was just to make,
make it look
make
like
it okay.
Well, she thought
Andrew also has multiple baby mamas, so yeah. I would say
she never met Andrew, so she thought he was black. His name is Youngblood.
Yeah, she thought Youngblood was his nickname.
Yeah,
it's my entire
group.
Life.
You know, it's a rap group.
Yeah, yeah, it's a comic book, a rap group, some like old white financial group. It's a whole thing.
Well, yeah. Good for you, yeah, good for you.
No, I'm not related to any of it. So,
we have an incredible show planned today. I'm very, very excited about today's show. We have a lot to talk about. Let's get our plugs out of the way right now. I'm super pumped about today's show. There's a lot of fun news that has been happening in the past couple days. Derek, what are you plugging?
No Need for Apologies on tour right now. Catch us in DC. Catch us at Soul Joe's. Catch us in Arizona. We got a whole lot of gigs going on. We're in Baltimore, as a matter of fact. You heard about that bridge shit? That shit was crazy.
I did. You know what? We'll guess the news on that in a minute. Yeah. I did hear peripherally about a bridge.
Oh, I've been watching the footage all night. All night long.
But you know what? We'll do Does It Live the Bridge. Is there footage of the bridge collapsing?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Love it. Beautiful.
Dynamite's going off here and there. It's a whole conspiracy already.
It's pretty wild.
It's fucking...
But yeah, all April, I'm out. Me and Dave Temple doing shows everywhere. So check us out on the Linktree. No Need for Apologies.
Go support Derek and Dave and everything they do. Andrew Youngblood. Besides this amazing new special, I'll tell you this. Available on Mark Norman's YouTube channel tomorrow. What do you got going on?
AndrewYoungblood.com. Tomorrow with the special, I'm going to announce a big tour. I'm out all summer long. I mean, there's so many dates. I'm just going to keep adding them. So please check it out. AndrewYoungblood.com. All my dates will be there as of tomorrow.
Hell yeah. I'm going to get my special on somebody else's YouTube channel.
That's the way to
who's,
do it.
We'll get more views on it.
Yeah. I think that's
who was the leader of the KKK? David Duke?
David Duke.
Does he got a YouTube channel?
Probably.
I will donate my next special to David Duke if he'll put it on his YouTube channel. Get at me, Duke. Zach?
At Zach is not funny on Instagram for my dates, and I'll be on the road with Lewis this weekend.
Yeah, I'm on. This weekend, I will be in Philadelphia, live Real Ass Podcast taping Thursday night. Be a part of the taping, baby boys. It's happening on Thursday night, this Thursday, March 28th, the Next in Line comedy series in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Then Friday and Saturday, the 29th and 30th, we have stand-up comedy shows. Me and Zach Amico and a bunch of other great comics, Naeem Ali, Tim Butterly, and a bunch of others are going to be hanging out. It's going to be a ton of fun. Then I got the Funny Bone St. Louis coming up April 11th through 13th. Make sure you guys are going to come out to that. San Diego American Comedy Company coming up April 25th through 27th. I got Denver. I got Point Pleasant, New Orleans, Lafayette, Tacoma. Lots of dates coming up, all already available on lewisofskanks.com. They're adding more dates as well. Toronto, Boston, Wisconsin. A bunch of shit's being added. So keep on checking back, Lewis of Skanks. And make sure you subscribe to the new Gas Digital. If you guys love this show, there's a brand new platform. Apps for iPhone and Android. We've been killing. I'm so appreciative of all the fucking positive feedback for all of the subscribers. So shout out to everyone that's watching right now in the Racist Live Chat, because the only way to chat and watch the show live when it premieres is to be a subscriber. We have over 1,000 episodes that are available on demand that you can't get anywhere else. They're all ad-free. They're all uncensored. If you hate censorship, well, this is what you got to do. We also have a bonus episode every single week. Every Friday, our bonus episode comes out. It is exclusively for subscribers. Make sure you guys use the promo code RAP14. For the next month, we're doing a 14-day free trial. That's it. It's very limited. So get your 14-day free trial right now. Use the promo code RAP14. Check out my other podcast, Legion of Skanks, The Regs, 2 specials on YouTube. You can just Google my name, Luis J. Gomez, and find my comedy specials. And yeah, I'll be coming to a city near you. That's that. Have you guys seen... first of all, I got to just say, little recommendation... Squid Game, the reality game show, fucking dope. Have you watched it?
Not yet.
Excellent. Did you watch the Squid Game TV show?
I watched the TV show, yeah.
The TV show was great, right? And it's obviously based off of that, but it's fucking, dude, it's like psychological. Dude, people are crying. It's wild. It really is. Like, the people get super fucking intense, and they fucking, like, one of the things was they had a phone in the middle of the ring because they're all sleeping in the bunks like that. They all look like the prisoners. And then the phone rings and then the guy picks it up. He runs over and he's like, well, you get a special prize. They're starving them. They're eating like stale food and shit. Like, they give them like a piece of bread to eat every day. They come in with like a cheeseburger and french fries. Everyone starts grabbing the dude. It's fucking wild, dude. It really is like a psychological, like, just to watch what people did. It's for money. It's for $5.5 million. One person walks out. God, I want to be on the Squid Game TV show so badly.
I did a local TV show like to promote my the recording and stuff, and I was on with one of the contestants from the Squid Game thing.
Nice.
And he was like eliminated like third. But it was like Houston was like, Houston's own. It like very hyping him up. He's like, yeah, you know, so I did the show and we were there for one day and then I was off and that was the whole segment.
That's it. Yeah.
I was like, okay.
It just seems fun. I don't even care about the fucking money. I mean, I care about the money, obviously, but money. I do care. But it does seem like a fun game show. How can I get on a reality show? I don't want to be on a reality show. I want to be on a reality game show where I can fucking win cash and I can stab my friends in the back.
You have the personality for a reality show.
I have the personality for a notorious villain from a reality show.
Yeah, yeah.
Like somebody who like the masses will hate.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's certain guys.
Yes, I do.
What's the, like the Mike guy from Jersey Shore? You could be like that kind of character.
Yes. Yeah, just truly hated. Somebody who shouldn't be trusted.
There's a show called Villains, and it's excellent. It's all the bad people from other reality shows.
This is it. Can I skip the step?
It was awesome.
Can I skip the step and just go on to that show?
That's
probably
great.
Just from news articles, if you sent enough articles about yourself.
I think just from your like social media presence and your like shows here, I think that would be enough to get you started.
Let's fucking go, Shannon. I'll be the Nazi podcaster on the show.
Yes, I think that
Let's
would
go.
You have to apply.
The Spanish Nazi podcaster.
I love it. I bet you there were Spanish Nazis actually like from Spain during, I don't know anything about I'm going to guess right now because you had to choose a side, right? The Nazi side or not the Nazi side? I bet you Spain during that war was on the Nazi side. That's me just guessing. Shot in the dark, 50-50. Don't give me that look.
I'm not smart.
Don't give me that
look.
I'm
not smart. So
World War II was Spain on our side or their side? I'm saying Spain was on their fucking side.
No,
what do you
I
say?
Think you're wrong. I would put. You want to put money on it? I want you to know I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Let's see what I got in my pocket.
$20 cold hard cash.
All right. Wow. I got this.
Let's go.
Here we go.
We got that Mark Norman money.
Yeah. $24.
$22. That was the advance that Mark gave him.
I'm gonna go. Obviously, I gotta go. No, I think no.
So it's the Allies and then the.
What if they're neutral? What do we do?
Ooh, push. Derek gets the money.
Yeah.
If they were neutral,
I'm a Tuskegee Airman. I'm a Tuskegee Airman. This. We came over and bombed everybody because we had to. So yeah,
Like if they were neutral, if they did not pick a side, Spain, those fucking pussies.
They had to pick a side.
They were too big. They're too big of a country.
It's the world.
It's the World War II.
Yeah. They called them like, there's rain in Spain.
All right.
Is the Allies and the Axis powers, right? We were the Allies. Yeah. They were the Axis. What do they... Was that...
They didn't call themselves the Axis of Evil, right?
No, that is badass. The Stone Cold Steve Austin music, the glass breaks.
Okay, no one's what we call them, though, because my history teacher in high school was super Southern, and he only referred to the Civil War as the War of Northern Aggression.
Okay, that's pretty wild.
Yeah, what do the Axis powers call themselves?
Legion.
What did they call us? they didn't call us the Allies.
The Allies.
We're going to fight the friends today.
Yeah, what did they call us? What did Hitler call the American?
Jew lovers?
Yeah, just some fucking.
Three-letter F word?
Yeah, maybe. Shannon, do we know any of this? Do we have anything? We're guessing here right now.
Okay, so this is this last question you asked. They referred to themselves as Rome, Berlin, Tokyo, Axis.
Rome, Berlin, Tokyo. Rome is Italy. Okay, by the way, Spain is next to Italy. I'm telling you right now, Spain was a part of this.
I do have that answer also. Here is that one.
And Spain was nominally neutral.
Wait. Keep going.
Calm down, Derek. Calm your fucking fingers down.
Oh, come on.
Though under General Franco's far-right nationalist regime, it was politically aligned with Nazi Germany. Oh,
wait. What's the rest of that? Put that back up.
Hold on.
Spain did not actually collaborate with the Nazis.
But hold on. Keep on reading it. But even though they didn't, they still consider themselves Nazis deep down inside.
Yeah.
But hold on. Keep on reading.
Yeah. I was just trying to come up with $40. Doug,
you know what? I'll split it with you. You get 20, I get 20.
Thanks,
you just
What's important is that I'm out of money. That's what's important.
Derek just somehow strong-arm robbed Andrew Youngblood of $20.
Yeah. I like the secret group. Me and the homies did a show.
I met your buddy last night. Cool.
Dave Timble.
Yeah. I met him last night.
Great club, dude.
Yeah.
I'm coming back down there.
Yeah.
We did a good summer.
It was a nice little show. Appreciate you.
Yeah, it's a fun time.
Yeah, we love it. So all right. Do we know what the Axis called us? What did Nazi Germany call the United States and the Allies? So an answer to that?
No way. It's just the Allies.
The bastards.
Yeah. Pieces of shit. fucking
the, Jew lovers,
the pussies, the fucking the cucks.
Whoa!
They called the.
It just says "die" in the beginning of it. So yeah, that's
die. Oh no, the, like die Bart die the Bart they
the anti-Hitler coalition. They were like, all right, we agree with that.
That sounds pretty good.
It's not that bad. Yeah. Right.
With a K.
Verbuten, the Allies.
They really liked Hitler, right? So that was probably like a real big diss in Germany at that time. They were
I bet you don't even like Hitler, pussy.
All right, so they're remaking one of my favorite movies from my childhood. One of my favorite movies, and it's a movie that probably doesn't need to be remade. They do this a lot. They remake movies that don't need to be remade.
I'm listening.
And this was one that it was a damn near perfect movie. It's something that me and my sister bonded over. It's just, it was like, I always, the types of movies that I like, always, it's a kid sort of escaping and then being on his own. So I loved Home Alone, Harry Potter, fucking, even the books that I read, Slake's Limbo or fucking, what's that other one? There was another one. It's always like a kid who gets fucking Rule of the Bone.
Huck Finn.
I never read Huck Finn.
I assumed.
Did you have to in school?
It's a kid typically, you know, either from an abusive household, but he ends up being alone, you know, whatever, doing his own thing. And maybe it's probably not me. Most kids, I think, sort of have that fantasy, right?
You're fucking, of course.
Your parents die. You get to fucking.
That's the fantasy.
That's the fantasy. Your mom's finally dead. Could you imagine?
Man, talk about living your dreams.
What's the movie?
So they're remaking Don't Tell Mom. The Babysitter's Dead.
All black cast.
All
black cast. I kind of already knew you was going to say it. All black cast. I already knew you was going to say it. All black cast.
Yep.
Wow.
This is the Babysitter.
Hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rat. You name it.
Like, I hope this bitch dies.
All black cast.
All black.
Let me hear what you got to say about this.
I tweeted about this like 2 months ago.
I didn't know that.
I didn't even know you was going to say this, but yeah.
It's Don't Tell Moms the Babysitter Be Dead.
Don't Tell Moms the Babysitter.
They killed her.
Shut the fuck. Y'all assholes. But anyway, all black cast.
They were playing the knockout game with their babysitter. She hit her head on the curb.
Good for you guys.
I haven't seen this trailer, first of all. Okay. And I will say, I'm not one of these fucking, I'm a very progressive Nazi. Okay. I'm open-minded. I'm very, like, when they made fucking Black Little Mermaid, I was like, let's go. Fucking who cares, right? Why not? It's not about the black skin, Derek.
Did you see it? They're doing Black Mulan now?
Black Mulan? No, they're not.
Mulan.
You knew that was coming. I saw a Mooly joke before he said it. I was just going to let him say it because this is his podcast. I ain't going to say shit. But yeah, go ahead.
Dougie, I have no issue with them making it black. I have an issue with them remaking it.
Yeah.
They don't need to remake the movie. It was already great. It's not like it was an action movie. Like when they
right on top of that, Rose.
Anyway. Did I say that all the time?
I think it makes more sense.
I say it all the time.
On top of that, Rose.
I say I'm right on top of that, Rose. And people are like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you don't get it. Fuck off. Fuck off.
Kenny started making waffles. Got all the bitches all hot in the pants at the end. It was nice.
What
I think it makes more sense as a black movie.
Dishes are done, man. There's a lot of classic lines in that shit.
Great, dude.
in the white cast, I was always like, "Where's the dad?" This one, don't even have to ask.
Yeah, you're like, no, we already knew. Yeah, that was built into it.
Yeah. That was cool. That special's on Mark Norman's.
What do you expect?
Okay, let's make sure. This motherfucker over here. Anyway, go ahead.
Let me see the trailer.
It's actually called Grandma Gonna Be Pissed.
Yikes, guys. That was better than that, though. But
yeah, it wasn't great.
Let's see the trailer. I got to see this. It's rated R.
Oh, shit.
It's rated R.
There's already a trailer.
Hard R.
Wow.
Oh, now that was it. I like hard R. That was you fucking stop. Asshole. Mom had a nervous breakdown. Miss Pat.
And now she has to go to Thailand to an immersive two-month
Miss Pat is like blowing up right now.
Miss Pat has
been blowing up.
She's hilarious, but she's like blowing up more of a mainstream level.
It's a BET Plus original movie. My God.
Can they say original?
They can't really say original.
Remake?
There goes my summer. I know how to disappoint you. I watch Madea movies.
Oh, yeah, she's racist, too. Yes. It's already a better movie.
So, Lou, this is your embodiment. This is
me. This is Gas Digital, the babysitter.
Friends for Bible study. Oh, and you might hear music, but it's Christian hip-hop.
Hip-hop ruined the blacks.
Yo, that's funny.
Yo.
Morning, Mrs. Sturak.
Mrs. Stern? Cricket. Sweet, my first dead body.
For sure. They start running your pockets. That's not okay.
Oh,
that's not okay. I said it's not
they
okay.
They in a big house. The house is big. They nice. They suburban black kids. Friend's wife. Is that? I am
the Nicole Richie. Yeah.
Executive assistant to the chief executive officer.
Bring it in, sis. Whoa. A-frame hugs only. I didn't spend 3 hours in that sexual harassment course for nothing.
This group.
Yeah.
I have a date.
Nothing past second base. We don't need another mount to feed.
Oh, I like the bonding. You all live here?
Along with our mom. She's not here. She's
out on a very deserving spa day.
I'm high as hell. I can't
believe. Okay.
What is that job?
All right. I mean,
I just have so much.
It's fine. I don't look. I don't hate it. Well, once again, I just feel
it looks
like
trash.
I think the prenup started out strong.
It started out strong. And but my problem is, once again, it was such a classic, great
it's not
movie.
Christina Applegate, was that her name?
Yeah. Well, yeah. She can't be in a movie now.
And she was just like every. They needed to get like fucking Zendaya or one of these like it bitches.
But Zendaya is doing.
She's
dooms.
Too big. She's too big. Obviously,
Star Wars right now. I'm sorry. Muslim Star Wars? I'm like, come
good.
On, give me
it's
some.
Very good. It's very good.
There you go. He's getting racist. He'll hang out with us long enough.
Muslim Star Wars. That's what it felt like. Shit.
So, but like Christina Applegate was such the it bitch.
She was it.
She
like,
was. It. When that movie
no
came out.
No black, no white. It was fucking Kelly Bundy. I was like, eh.
Was it.
Yeah.
And this chick, I don't even know who it is. Who is it?
I don't know. I know Miss Pat. That's all I know because I know Miss Pat. No, she's a friend of mine, but no.
She needed to be, we needed to get much more of a hot it like V
yeah,
chick.
Yeah, for that.
Plus, I feel like the original, and I couldn't misremember it, but they were kind of white trash, like the whole family, right?
Yeah.
Right? And this, that's a fucking badass house. Like, they're very rich.
But dude, the house was big. Know? Let's not, she threw a fashion show at her mama's pool. They weren't that white trash.
They were white trash. So that place was a fucking place. Like, I don't remember what happened.
It was like
happened
a dilapidated big house.
Did it say
house,
what happened
thought,
to the dad?
Right?
I think they did at one point explain that maybe the dad's dead or whatever.
Yeah, I don't remember.
This is the mom who had fucking like five kids.
Yeah.
Right? The house was dilapidated as fuck. You gotta
remember. I
remember. The mom
that.
Had no control over these
no control.
Fucking animals.
She
okay.
Did.
This was kind of fucked up. That was a fucking shitty action. When you really think about it, that was. And honestly, and I'm not going to be racist right now, but when you see white people doing that, you're like, what is wrong with you?
They
what?
Stole petty cash. they stole petty cash.
That was, honestly, that
these
was.
White pieces of garbage. I'm just right.
The, my mom used to steal petty cash.
She stole the petty cash.
Yeah. That was a. That was a very trashy family, and they ended up turning the house into something.
Swell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. If you're a responsible adult living in a state where Delta 8 is legal and you are over the age of 21 years old, you want to get some Delta 8 shipped right to your door because they have amazing products that get you super duper high.
Yep, and you guys know what Delta 8 is, something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to most states, and it gets you high. They have a great mix of gummies and vapes, and they just sent us pre-rolls that are absolutely awesome. And let me tell you now, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Just go to YoDelta.com. When you check out, use the promo code GAS. You're going to save 25% off your order. It's already super affordable. It's legal in most states. Get them right now, YoDelta.com. All right, where were we? Yeah, so look, once again, they just don't, they sometimes reboot movies, they remake movies. Is this a movie or a TV show? If it was a TV show, I'd almost have no problem with it.
I think it's a movie.
It's a B+
original film with an R rating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
Take away original.
Have they ever done, a movie from that era yet, and we've been like, oh, you know what, that was great, they needed to do that, and they did it, and it was fucking awesome.
I don't know.
I don't know if they've done it yet. I will say, was
Bad News Bears.
It won.
Bad News Bears was okay.
It too sucked dick.
That It won was great.
I got to remember.
It too, I was so mad that they had to make the guy gay for no reason.
Yeah.
It made me mad.
And they did the little, oh, he's a little pansy boy or whatever the fuck he's called.
Yeah,
I was like, that shit. I'm like, just keep it as kids. They was kids. They was fucked up.
But in the first one as well, it was so, like, because you remember watching it, and when watching it as a kid, the original It, 1990, you're like, when they were kids, it was like, this is the greatest fucking movie. And then every time they'd flash them being adults, you're like, okay.
Well, no, it was two movies. It was two nights. It was a TV movie, and it was a two-night.
I know, but they go back and forth between.
Yeah, but it was mostly split up.
I know. Because when they grow up, man. They just grow up, right? Yeah. They have a couple flashbacks. But when the first half of the movie, they're going back and forth. Yeah, yeah, between.
And I ain't going to bullshit. The kid from Stranger Things was actually hilarious in it. He was real snappy. I was like, okay, they wrote good for him.
The way it worked is each one of the in the first half,
you would meet them and figure out
what happened to them with it and why they're afraid of it. And you would see all seven of the kids. And then the second half of the movie was them coming back, right?
Yeah.
But it was one that, like, once again, like, just the horror genre just got more fucking, like, badass. You know what I'm saying? They can just do more with, like, just the technology. The clown, dude, fucking Pennywise is so, I know it's kind of silly, and it is just jump scares, but he's genuinely 10 times more frightening than Pennywise played by Tim Curry.
Mm-hmm. I disagree. Yeah. He sounds like Winnie the Pooh.
He sounds weird, but it's Christopher Rice. when he's like looking, one of his eyes are crossed and he's just drooling a little bit, looking at the little girl. That is what nightmares are made from, Zach.
The only scary part about the second one was the little girl with the fucking mole on her face. Yeah. That he ate.
And he was like, because he made her feel so good. He's like, it's okay.
People are mean to me too.
We're all different. And she's like, oh, thank you. And you're like, what a fucking idiot. Run from this clown. He's going to eat you.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, I like that.
On. I mean, dude, the new...
He got eczema. He got psoriasis in his paint and the shit. Like, you see how cracked up he is? That's some scary... I got skin problems. Nigga, I got eczema. I know what that is.
It looks like Derek's knees.
I'm like, yo, this nigga's ashy. Yeah, that's scary. He ain't got no lotion down in them sewers. Yeah, I go with the second.
Yeah, second one's scary. The one on the left looks like Bozo.
Look at the paint. From, like, the Super paint is Sunday too clean.
And he also played it like a clown. It was great, dude. It was such a great performance by Tim Curry. He was awesome, okay? Yeah. But in terms of a horror fucking scares you fucking character, actually scares you, Zach, it's not even a debate. Come on.
I don't know. He's got a dress on. I'm not that scared of him.
It's also, we were kids when we saw the first one.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I think it's near and dear.
I've shown my kids it. I let them watch scary movies, and they're terrified of like.
How old are your kids?
I got a 6 and I got a 14. I don't watch, the 6-year-old has not seen it, but like.
I just showed my 11-year-old the first It like a week ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was way in. Wasn't super scared of it. I tried to show him the first Nightmare on Elm Street and where they have the body dragging through the hallway, just like dragging with the blood. That was like, I just saw his face and my niece's face and they were like just not feeling it. They weren't enjoying the movie. Yeah. They were pretending to still for some reason. I was like, let's just turn it off. But the original It wasn't that bad. It was
A TV movie.
Yeah. But just in terms of like horrifying fucking, like even in like the new one, you watch him tear off little Georgie's arm. Like it's so just
that was because they put that clip out as an advertisement just the beginning. And when he actually, because in the book he eats Georgie's arm, and I was like, oh, they're going for it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they fucking went for it. And I also, did you watch the making of it or not? It's the documentary that's on like
Pennywise. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking, and my son's watching it, and so they leave so much out of the book, obviously. So there's an orgy scene between the little girl and the boys. Like, I guess
it's a gangbang, really.
Yeah, they all have to run a train on her in order to defeat it. What's the reason?
In the book, after the kids kill it, they get lost in the sewers, and he still kind of got power over them. So they decide that in order to become adults, they all need to lose their virginity. So they all.
Is this real? I feel like you guys are fucking.
No, they all take turns running a train on the girl.
I've read the passage just in researching it. It's extremely graphic, and I will tell you right now, it makes me think that Stephen King is a sick fuck, dog.
There you go.
The amount of detail involved in like just being in like writing from the perspective of a 13-year-old girl being penetrated by a 12-year-old boy, it's kind of fucked. It's like, forget, look, I'm going to come just talking about it, but I cannot imagine being involved in writing it, and that's your words on paper. Yeah. You know?
And like, it was so that they could all like bond so they could get out of the tunnels together.
So we got to be Eskimo brothers. Center.
Yeah, this is some gross shit.
It was easier than everybody cutting their hand and shaking. Oh.
But they were taught. They were interviewing the kids like years later in this documentary, and the girl was saying like she didn't know. She never like read the book, and like all the boys were like snickering, being like, "Oh yeah, this is where we would gangbang her in the book." And she like found out later on. But I showed my son the documentary, and I just saw his face. He was like, "What? They did what to her?" And I was like, "James, it's time to stop watching this."
That's pretty nuts.
Yeah, it's bonkers. It's
gross.
Yeah,
pretty gross. Okay.
Yeah. But, I don't know any other movies that were remade that I'm like, that just, from that era.
I'm trying to think. That Cemetery remake stunk.
Planet of the Apes.
Those are good.
Excellent.
They're really good.
There's a new one coming out, by the way.
Wasn't The Hills Have Eyes, there's an older one, wasn't there?
Yeah, those are good. Yeah,
that one, the new one was fucking intense.
Old Big J joke that just always stuck with me. It was just silly, like, from that time of when I first became friends with Big J, just a one-liner that it's just not even his style. He goes, I went to go see The Hills Have Eyes this weekend. It's like, I wish they had hands so they can give back my fucking money.
Hills Have Eyes was
I thought it was killer.
Unnerving.
It was hard.
The both think, of them were very good. They were the same guy that did that French movie where the girl was the killer the whole time.
Oh, I don't know that one. I remember I went on a double date to the new High Hills Have Eyes. And the girls we were with left in the first 7 minutes.
It's tough.
The first 10 minutes is...
The Hills
probably,
Have Eyes?
Yeah, it's probably the opening that goes hardest in any movie.
Really?
Horror movie.
It's pretty brutal.
I mean, I don't think I've ever seen it. Oh,
they're
my God.
It's a great director.
The original or the new one?
The new one.
It's pretty... I mean, the dad gets burned alive. The girl's getting raped. A baby is getting raped and stolen for a little bit.
Baby's getting raped?
And within first 10 minutes.
The girl... But the baby had to... Yeah, it was rough.
It was pretty...
I was like, my word. Yeah, I had to...
Yeah. And then they got the whoever did the score for that movie, the music, is like a genius because it's just pretty much heavy synth. It's like, it's like fucking terrifying.
That's a good director. He did that in High Tension.
Whatever that instrument is they use for, like, it could be Godzilla. Yeah. It could be like a Mechatron. It's like.
And he did that alligator movie that I really like. Crawl. The one where
was
stuck in the basement with the alligators and the
them
flood.
Them alligators was mean.
I really liked that.
Them motherfuckers was mean.
That was good.
Like extra.
Did you and Dave Temple start doing Damn Nature You Scary yet on your show?
Oh, no.
We showed them Nature is Metal, which is like just a great Instagram follow. And dude, him and Dave reacting for the first time, watching nature just being nature.
Yeah, it's
one of the fucking funniest things ever.
It was pretty gross.
You guys, it's got to be a recurring segment on your show, dude. It's the fucking best.
Yeah, there is a surprisingly, like, it's very popular just watching black people react to things online. Like,
yeah.
You ever seen those two boys that like just listen to like old music and then would be like listen to like rock and roll and they're like oh shit,
watching a black guy hear System of a Down
like
Manson and then just go hard is the best.
Those two I don't remember their names, but there's two kids that we're talking millions of subscribers. It's fucking huge, and they just like they'll listen to Led Zeppelin and then pause it and be like, no they didn't, and I'm like, oh shit. Wait,
say that again. No, they didn't say it.
It was a quote.
Say no they didn't again.
They probably didn't. They probably said it.
So, all right, let's talk about this. What is, you know, let's do this. Actually, we haven't done this in a minute. We're changing the Top Girl segment, which I like this new idea. Okay. So Top Girl, we used to have our Top Girl segment, got a little old. Top Girl can't change that much, but I figure you guys probably have your own Top Girls, right? Your own. When I say your Top Girl, I mean the girl that's fucking celebrity, whatever it is, the fucking top, the number one, the fucking bitch. So I'd love to debate who has a better Top Girl in our brand new Top Girl segment, folks.
All right. Hotties.
I didn't know there was a new Top Girl intro, Shannon.
Great work.
Intro. Great work. Great work. But I will say, take the child Juliet out of the intro. She's like 16 years old, 15 years old in that intro, you fucking pedos.
Yeah, I didn't like that intro at all.
She was also in, I just watched another movie with her. Oh. She's Bill's wife in...
It?
The 1990 It.
I didn't know that.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah. She's Bill's wife in the 1990s.
The one that goes comatose? And he has to drive her around on the bike at the end?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Specifically. Yes. Look at that.
Wow.
Look at that. All comes full circle, folks.
Full circle, guys.
All right. So who is your top girl, Derek? I want to know. Who's the one?
The one. I really have a thing for Florence Pugh right now.
Florence
Pugh.
Who's that?
Pugh.
She's in all these movies. She was in Oppenheimer. She was the girl that Oppenheimer was fucking during the court case.
Dude, Oppenheimer was just so boring that
I loved it.
She's in that. She's in Dune as the princess.
Let's see.
I don't know what it is about the little titties, man.
It's a white chick. Yeah. I was doggy.
Yeah.
I was not expecting a white chick at all.
Well, it's always going to be Rihanna, but it's Rihanna.
No, but this bitch is pretty hot. What's her name?
Florence Pugh. She's from England, I believe.
What else is she in? I feel like I know her.
She's in a lot of shit, man.
Shannon, pull up her IMDb. I want to see who this bitch is.
Florence, I don't know why, but I go, something about this white bitch is making me. And her and Sydney Sweeney are like top notch.
Sydney Sweeney's, people love Sydney Sweeney.
I'm like, yeah.
People love Sydney Sweeney, and she's got great tits. I tried to watch it. Me and my chick were watching a movie the other day. We wanted to get in the mood, so we wanted to watch like a sexy movie. So we're like trying to find a movie to watch.
Chocolat's
a movie that get you in the mood.
I mean,
that's Penelope Cruz, right?
I think
Penelope was bad in that. Penelope she was bad in Chocolat. Yeah,
I remember
but anyway.
Jerking off to it as a kid at some point. So.
We ended up going with the second 50 Shades of Grey movie. Fifty Shades of Grey.
That's that normal. Who's that daughter? She's the daughter of somebody.
She was a child actress.
Dakota Johnson.
Yeah, she's playing Jane.
Dakota Johnson.
Damn.
Or was it Dakota Fanning?
I thought you were talking about the Wayne Brothers
Johnson.
Remake. Of it.
Well, I thought it was Dakota Fanning the whole time, and I was like, all right, this can turn me on, I guess. This was that little girl from Signs. All right, I can get into it. So I'm watching her get fucked the whole time. I'm like, all right, I guess it's kind of hot in its own way. But it wasn't that child?
No, this is her.
Oh, what a waste.
This is who you're thinking of.
That's
what
Dakota
a waste.
Fanning.
Dougie, wow. I'm dead ass. I thought I was like, all right, you know what, this movie.
That's her. That's the plainest white woman I've seen.
I was like, this movie stinks. I was like, but you know what? At least I'm watching child Dakota Fanning get banged. It's kind of hot in its own way, right?
Gross.
I swear. Who the fuck is Dakota Johnson?
That's what? Ain't it Don Johnson and what's name? Daughter or whatever. She's a Nepo kid.
Damn.
She was boring. And it wasn't even Dakota Fanning. It wasn't even the little girl from Signs.
Melanie Griffith.
They dyed her hair. And I was like, yeah, they dyed that little blonde girl's hair. And she grew up. Look at her little butt. Look at her little titties. I was excited. Is Dakota Fanning nude anywhere? Can we see her naked body now? Is she an adult yet? I have no idea what
age
we're
talking
about.
Yeah, this is her now. She is an adult. She's 30.
No, yeah, she's old as fuck. Guys, stop looking at me like I'm weird.
I mean, it's still a little weird.
She was kind of like...
It's why people like Hermione.
She was...
What's her name?
Oh, yeah.
Because that bitch is literally a 5. She's a 4.3. That bitch is so whatever. What's her fucking name? Hermione?
I don't know her name.
Hermione.
You're saying it's like nostalgia boners.
She's a thin lip, no hip, fucking no ass, nothing, doggy. But because we watched her as a little girl, we're like, we're all creepy uncles. We're like, all right, yeah.
Not me. Count
we
me
all
out.
Are.
I never liked young bitches. Never.
Same thing with
even
the
when
fucking,
you were young though.
When I fell when I was 23, I fell in love with a 39-year-old. Doggy. So I was like, yeah, I went up. I never shot down. I shot up. I just didn't like young chicks. I like chicks older than me or my age.
The Olsen twins.
You still like girls older than you?
My girl now is 40, and I'm 40, so
okay,
yeah.
That's the same age.
Olsen twins, same shit, dude.
No.
They're not attractive.
I never found them attractive.
No, no.
I like their sister.
Even when they were in Weeds, I wasn't a fan.
With the fucking red powers and shit, yeah. She all right?
The Olsen twins look like when they tried to hide E.T. in the closet.
That's it!
They look like wish trolls. You remember the same face as a wish troll.
Wish troll face.
They do have kind of sun. They have like the bags under their eyes.
Look at
that.
That's scary.
Yeah, no, I don't like that, dude.
Yeah,
suck back,
great.
Pull back face. They look like the sister in Pet Sematary.
Yeah, Zelda.
Pull up Zelda from Pet Sematary, Shannon.
Like
and don't pull up the new one because we're not talking about new ones. We're talking about original fucking movies, Shannon. Don't piss me off today.
Right?
You're fighting with yourself.
Obviously the original one, Shannon.
You're fighting with yourself.
Obviously the original one, Shannon.
Nothing.
Zelda from Pet Sematary.
I'll twist your back
twin.
Like mine so that you're never going out of bed again.
That's
a guy,
call.
By the way.
Yeah, it is a guy.
That's a contortionist dude.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. That was one of the scariest things. You'll never unsee that.
Dude, the book, Pet Sematary, the book, when Gage comes back, I guess they can't ever do it in a movie because it would be hard to figure out how to do it.
What?
He comes back and talks like a grown-up. He talks like a man, the baby that dies in the book.
They can do that.
But like fully has conversations with a man's voice.
Just voiceover.
Yeah, I mean, they did it with The Exorcist. They gave her Satan's voice.
No, but I'm like,
your mother sucks cocks in hell, Ferris.
They deliver full lines.
In fucking pet videos when the dog is talking like a man.
Literally 20 years ago, there was a guy like, "Rah, give me that biscuit."
Yeah.
I mean, no, I guess you do it like the commercials of the kid in the high chair.
Zachary.
Or the fucking the Haribo gummy bear commercials. The adults is talking like kids. You can flip that shit.
But it's so scary.
They did a live-action Lion King.
Yeah. The kid goes up to Judd.
That can happen, Zach.
The Herman Munster character.
That's not that
and
hard to do.
And starts telling about all the times his wife cheated on him.
Wow.
And it's so scary. And he's like, she fucked your best friend in your bed while you were out drinking.
Dark.
He put it in her ass and she laughed.
Zach, maybe you've never seen Baby Geniuses.
Look Who's Talking?
Look Who's Talking was
look
like
who's talking?
89, 90.
That's all kids are talking. The kid's mouth doesn't move, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Zach, this is you make movies, Zach. I know you know we have
I make horrible movies for $300,000.
Good.
I had to argue with two old Jewish people that we could have a person on the screen twice at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Fuck me.
That's crazy.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for supporting today's show. Small Batch Cigar really makes the best cigars that are shipped right to your house. If you're in the continental United States, that'll be within 2 to 3 days, almost every single order. And there is free shipping on every order. That's the way you want to get cigars delivered to you.
Yep, they have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% rewards points instantly. All you got to do today is go to smallbatchcigar.com. What most people do is they click new to shop the newest arrivals. And what's the discount code, Lou?
All you got to do is use the promo code GAS10 to save 10% off, plus get those 5% rewards points as well. They also come with Boveda packs that are included with every purchase, so your cigar stays nice and fresh. You want to get your cigars made in small batches, and you can only get that at smallbatchcigar.com. All right, where were we? So, who's your top girl then? Because that way, pull up Derek's girl again. What was her name again?
Florence Pugh. I feel like there's not a recent picture of mine, so I'm at a.
I like those nips.
Might lose.
Those nips showing.
She
through.
Always got them out too. You'd be
that's
like,
the
this
best
girl
thing about fucking white bitches now. They love showing their fucking nipples, dude. This summer, this is gonna be a new record of the amount of nipples that you're gonna be able to fucking see. Watch, because that's the whole thing.
Free
right
the nipple.
Now.
And I don't know what it is, guys. I don't want you to think I don't like black women. I love them, but just this bitch, I just been seeing her. Like, I don't know what it is about her, but she carries herself in a very sexual manner.
My Facebook algorithm, it just shows me hot chicks. If I open up Facebook, it shows me. It introduces me to girls that I've never even heard of. I'm like, who the fuck is this hot bitch? I'll show you in a second. But who's your top girl?
I'm gonna go with Brittany Murphy.
Stop it.
That was my
favorite. Dead Brittany Murphy.
Yo, that's the one.
He's on
fire.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
right there, I can understand. On. That's not bad. There's a little archway to it.
I got to be honest, my favorite version of her is probably when she's in 8 Mile looking like a trashy whore. And I fucking
because she
it.
Was fucking in 8 Mile.
Yeah. She does
in
that,
the factory.
She does that once, which is my favorite scene.
She licks her hand.
Her hand, puts it down. They do no cuts away. And Eminem comes in about 35 seconds. Yeah. And it's pretty great.
I remember
it's
that.
Pretty funny. Yeah. But it's a hot scene.
The top.
She's my favorite.
The top.
That shit.
Hey,
top
I'll take
girl?
Her. I'll take her in Girl Interrupted with the fucking.
Wow, with the chicken,
with the
under,
chicken
the
under the
bed.
I'll take her.
Motherfucker's gross.
Clueless, she's hot.
She was
in high school.
I ain't gonna lie, but I still like Stacey Dash. That was Stacey Dash was bad.
Listen, you guys asked me on the way here. I was like, I didn't have a lot of time to think about. But also, she's been my favorite forever. So yeah, I mean, her Angelina Jolie was always hot, but she was my.
What do you not have the internet? What happened to you? Did you stop looking at media in '96? There's so many fucking bitches that have come out since then, dude.
Yeah, but this is
this guy's got an iPhone 1.
I'm old school, dude.
It's fucking.
I jerk off to magazines.
And then there's Instagram chicks I still like Ash.
I don't follow Instagram chicks. I don't have that. I don't have that.
I can't. My girl cut my balls off. I can't follow Instagram
chicks
anymore. She
cut your balls off. You can't.
Now I can't even like girl shit anymore. Like what I almost did this the other day. She's watching. She's gonna be mad when I say this. I almost liked a girl's photo the other day and then unliked it.
Oh, damn. That's funny.
Just because, and I stopped myself. I was like, what am I doing? What is wrong with me?
But there's
my old instincts wanted to come back. I was like, I wanted this girl to know that I liked what she was doing. And I was like, I guess I can like it, then unlike it. I was like, no, stop. And I put my phone down.
Instagram has pages dedicated to ass and titties and bad bitches. And just Brittany Murphy. Hey, man. Teach
his own. Yeah. I like small titties and no ass. So
I don't like
little boy
I like
body bitches,
no, right? I like ass. Small titties is my thing, though. I like that.
Yeah, I like, you know, whatever. I like whatever. I like whatever I don't got. I want a big-titted Indian woman right now. That's what I want.
You guys don't like her at all? Man. She's hot as
fuck.
She's hot.
She looked great.
She looks a little strung out.
It's just, if I were to put together a list of the women in the world.
Brittany Murphy wouldn't be on mine.
Well, she's also not of this world anymore. So.
She wouldn't even be in the top 1,000.
Good call.
Well, that's crazy.
She would
top 1,000.
I don't know that. I don't know that
bad bitches out here. I can. Probably
I don't know that she'd make the top 100 dead celebrities.
Dang, no, that's just that's cold. Pretty that's wild. Between y'all.
That's a great that's list. We should do. We should do a list of hot dead celebrities. Who are the hot ones? Who are
just shaking his head.
Yeah.
When done up well, I put Amy Winehouse on it.
Wow, done up though.
But she's got to be. When she looked bad.
Yeah, yeah. No. Not smiling. You know, like if mouth shut. You know those teeth.
Who are the hottest dead celebrities? Amy, pull up Amy Winehouse at her best. So pull up a good picture of Amy Winehouse.
Google Sean, at her best.
Yeah.
Wasn't there the fucking
she
dude?
Was hot,
that
though.
Gay dude. He had a party, and then he had a. He ended up having.
Oh, Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris had a Halloween party.
After she died, had Amy Winehouse's corpse as the like charcuterie board.
Yeah,
and you
so we had all
meat,
of the
all
meats,
of the
and it looked like it was all and haggard. It looked
was
so much like the dead Amy Winehouse.
On.
That's pretty wild,
weird, man.
Also, wild move.
He's like a crazy Halloween guy, though.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he had a.
Oh yeah, come on, that's hot as hell. She's beautiful.
I guess.
Well, not there. Come on,
ew. It's literally not attractive.
Plus, she can sing. I think that's hot. I mean,
yeah, dude, you keep
what are you,
right?
A fucking faggot? You're attracted to talent?
Yeah, come on.
It's fucking crazy. You're not a woman, dude.
I know, right?
You like her because she is hot.
She is hot.
I like my girl in spite of her talent. The fact that she's talent pisses me off a little bit. I'm like, yeah, put it away. Let me be the talented one.
I think
one.
We're just different people. That's
fucking crazy. Yeah, this is Amy Winehouse charcuterie board.
That's a
pretty
lot.
Wild.
He's like a huge Halloween guy.
This a month.
He used to come to the haunted house.
Him and his husband did this a month after she died.
It's too much.
That is a shitty bukkake.
That is too much, bro.
Who are other famous dead celebrities? Not porn bitches, because they die too often.
Yeah,
I don't count them as people.
I work for the AVNs, and the memoriam is very long every year. It's pretty sad. It fucking sucks.
Yeah, a lot of them be killing themselves, overdoses. Yeah. And like,
wrestlers and porn stars have, like, I'm assuming, very similar shelf lives in terms of how
Yeah, then you get hit about 40.
Yeah. Damn.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Anna Nicole Smith. I mean, dude, at her best.
At her best, phenomenal. Get,
by the way, this is what we're going to do. The game right now is
at their height.
Hottest dead celebrity at their best.
Anna Nicole Smith's a good one.
Anna Nicole Smith, doggy, she got fat. She was like a fucking, that chick you feel bad for her because she was, if she lived, she was going to be a fat old lady. That was about to happen for her. I'm glad she died when she did, to be honest with you.
She was a couple gordita dies away from
that bitch was comfortable.
Yeah.
She was comfortable. But doggy, like her, like pull up like her Playboy, dude. Like her naked, she was like she had like the perfect.
I don't think her skyscraper that she's naked in.
Her tits were real, right? Her tits were real, right?
I don't know.
I believe
they didn't move though. That's all you know.
I think Anna Nicole Smith's tits were real. She was like fucking bombshell, fucking. When I was 10 years old,
she was thick.
That's what I wanted. I wanted a blonde, big titted.
Those mommy milkers.
Yeah, that's what I always. Because when I started watching porn, that was the like prototypical porn star.
Yeah.
Was the Jenna Jameson sort of? Who was the other chick? Chloe Jones was my porn porn star. She was like my buddy Yaver Joffrey. Shout out Yaver Joffrey. He ended up changing his name to a white kid's name because he was ashamed of his Indianism.
Terrible.
But he so shout out to Ryan Joffrey. He had a video, like a video, a VHS of Chloe Jones. Like, she only made, like, there was only a few ones you could buy because it's pre-internet. This is like, you had to have a tape. And he was such a weird dude. He wouldn't let any of us borrow it. We would all like trade tapes.
That was his bitch, man.
That was his bitch, dude. Like, the tape was like his.
That's funny.
And he was like unapologetic. He was like, no, this is mine.
I beat off to this tape. What the fuck is wrong? I don't let y'all borrow this. Shout out to, what was his name? Joffrey
Rich Yaver. Yaver, you're not for nothing.
He said good morning to the good morning, beautiful, to the tape every day.
Yeah, he kind of wasn't wrong. We were kind of weird fags. We were passing these tapes around.
Yeah, yeah, I had a buddy who would burn me a CD. He's like, I got you. And then he burned me a CD. And
I remember when Nelly's Tip Drill came out, I taped it and gave it to all my friends. Like, you got to see this shit. Yeah, but that was a...
Shannon, do we have any other beautiful...
Farrah Fawcett?
Was Kirstie Alley ever hot?
I think no, she was always thick. She was thick. She was a big
beautiful.
Bitch with the cans.
I think she was. I bet you if you Googled her, there's a hot photo of her.
Let me tell you something about Kirstie Alley. Unquestionably, that bitch was symmetrical.
And she had the whole...
Yeah. And once we found out how her parents died, she really shoots up.
How did her parents die?
Oh, yeah, dude, her parents died. We found this out like last week on the show. This was wild.
This is like a viral video going around now.
Yeah, pull it up for them.
How
we can watch it again.
Mentioned twice in a week.
Kirstie Alley.
Somebody mentioned it to us.
Yeah. Pull up that video,
Sagalow,
Shannon.
Or Cannon, I think.
Kirstie Alley talking about how her parents died.
Really?
Dude, it's
before she blew up?
It's the best.
It's the best reveal.
Yeah, go ahead.
In this time period, when I got a call that, first of all, you have to know that my mother was a very funny person. She and I were a little bit like oil and water. Didn't mix too well. She was a very funny person. So anyway, I got this phone call. My sister called me, and I was in Los Angeles and said, Mom and Dad have been in a car wreck, and Mother is dead. And Dad is dying. And I, of course, was falling apart. But I knew, all I knew was I had to get there. And I got there, and my sister and I, we were all sitting in this waiting room, and we were sobbing. And as I'm crying, I said, my sister's here, and I wasn't looking at her, but I said, where were they going? And she said, to a Halloween party. And I said, what were they dressed as?
Oh, shit.
Why would you ask this? Why would you? And she said, the Odd Couple.
Oh.
And I said, oh. And I'm thinking, Odd Couple, Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon. Well, what were their costumes exactly? She said, Mom was a black girl and Dad was a Ku Klux Klan man.
Jesus.
We started laughing. And the whole family, I guess, had heard this conversation and we all started laughing. And it was the greatest tribute that you could give my mother.
That's so funny.
And I really realized.
Damn, that's what's up, got outed man. For doing blackface on your,
yeah.
your
but she's dead. What are you gonna do?
Yeah,
you
can't do it. Yeah,
that's terrible. They have such a fascination with us.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank you, Delta.com, for supporting today's show. If you're a responsible adult living in a state where Delta 8 is legal and you are over the age of 21 years old, you want to get some Delta 8 shipped right to your door because they have amazing products that get you super duper high.
Yep, and you guys know what Delta 8 is, something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to most states, and it gets you high. They have a great mix of gummies and vapes, and they just sent us pre-rolls that are absolutely awesome. And let me tell you now, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Just go to YoDelta.com. When you check out, use the promo code GAS. You're going to save 25% off your order. It's already super affordable. It's legal in most states. Get them right now, YoDelta.com. All right, where were we?
Just that blackface shit. That blackface shit cracks
does,
me up.
Does blackface offend you in the... You just stop. Yes. No. Does blackface offend you? If somebody were to wear a costume, you're at a Halloween party, they're Michael Jordan. They shave their head. They go through the whole thing. They shave their fucking head, but they're fucking covered in black makeup. Does that offend you as a black man?
As a black man, yes. But as a comic, I go, that was hack. And it's just like... yeah. I get... For me to get offended at what a civilian thinks is funny,
yeah.
I just, it shows I'd be a bitch.
Yeah.
So I'd just be like, oh, yeah. It's just like, yeah, you suck for that. But
is there any way they could make it funny? Is there any way? There's definitely a way.
The only blackface that was hilarious was Robert Downey when he did in Tropic Thunder.
Great.
Because the way they set it up was just.
The joke was that.
I was like, this shit is fucking unaware. Like, and then he went on. And him and Brent T. Jackson fighting in the full retard thing. Mm-hmm. It was just like so good. I was like,
I would
this
argue
is
that the Sarah Silverman show joke was probably as close to perfectly funny.
Which
she wants to find out. She gets in a fight with a black lady.
Okay.
And she goes, I want to find out what it's like to be a black woman. So they do the Mrs. Doubtfire scene where she's in the chair and she's got the two gay guys. And they do all the prosthetics and everything. They turn her around. And she's just got black face, white lips, the red lips.
Like the minstrel.
And a bandana on. She goes, oh my God, it's perfect. I'm beautiful. And God. But the joke is how ignorant she is.
Yeah, so fine. So if it's layered like that, but yeah. I've seen so many blackface jokes. I'm like, that shit is trash. That's trash. That's trash.
Well, all right. What if, all right, here's what would be funny. You could do, or brownface. All right, you know how they have those costumes where it'll be like, It'll be like, you know, a person, like, it'll be half the body, like the legs is like a horse and the person's like a cowboy riding on top and it's the person. But what if you did it as like,
here we go. Come on, Louis.
No, you could be like a little Mexican kid in a cage, or like, you could be like an Israeli military guy. And then inside of the cage, you have like a little Muslim kid.
There's no way they didn't do that with like Elian Gonzalez.
Yeah. That would work, right?
Yeah, Elian Gonzalez joke. It's basically, it's all the same. It's just, black makeup. I see what you're trying to do, and you know when you do it, you're trying to be conniving. You know what,
I'm not going to give up on this. Guys, you keep trying. Okay, don't let it. Don't let Derek Gaines and fucking society
stop
stand in your way of
all these
to
racist
find
motherfuckers on your stream. Think they always go? They probably going to do it right now. They probably going to send you pictures right
in blackface.
Yeah,
they don't watch the show without putting on blackface.
Conniving is what Derek calls stabbing.
Do you guys remember? You guys remember that sheriff that did blackface and his political thing? He like came clean while he was running. It's the funniest fucking.
Yeah, man. Everybody, they fascinated with us, man. I get it. Everybody want to be black.
So what is all right? So multiple TikTokers are claiming this is a thing that's happening. They're claiming they're being randomly punched in the face in broad daylight in New York City.
Wow!
New York City has become a dangerous place. People are saying, "I'm not a pussy." Maddie Jester Skulls, by the way, and I love Maddie, still a good friend, but he still rants on and on and on social media about the dangers of New York City. There'll be a shooting, and then he'll go to social media. He's like, "What'd I tell you?" New York City. I was like, there's shootings every day in New York City, every major city, in the suburb. If I live my life based off the fact that there's a shooting in a city and I'm not going to fucking go there, that's absolutely crazy. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
We all have to stop going to schools.
To raise a child in New York City, I think it's a little crazy at this point. Like, I don't want to raise my son here. You come here to fucking grind it out, to live the dream, to figure out whatever the fuck you're going to do. And it's such a tough environment. You're paying $5,000 a month in rent for a shitty apartment. You got five roommates. There's literally homeless people all over the streets. There's weird smells in the air. Garbage is piled in nice neighborhoods. There's garbage piled up in front of the buildings.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. But it's this elite city where you come to get great at whatever you're going to do. If you want to be a fucking guy on Wall Street in finance, if you want to be an actor, a comedian, a dancer, whatever it is, you come here. And that shit, actually, that pressure makes diamonds, right? That's why
that's part of the dues.
That's part of it. You know?
Rents are part of the dues.
But my kid, my kid doesn't got to pay his dues in his formative years. He's 8. He doesn't have to watch homeless people stabbing each other to fucking get to elementary school.
Yeah.
It's unnecessary, in my opinion. So I do agree.
Don't live in the New York that we were in 10 years ago. I think post-pandemic, we're looking at a New York that's closer to like 70s, 80s New York.
And it was great. When I heard about them shooting up heroin at the bus station, I was like, yeah, we back.
Yeah.
Everybody was leaned out in front, right around pandemic. You could see motherfuckers just leaned out in front of 42nd Street.
Well, you saw a lot of these people would leave to comics. Like, you saw a lot of comics. You hear about some comic, and she's like, yeah, I'm living in
horseshit. We was all doing comedy on rooftops.
Yes.
Getting heckled by the train.
But it was good.
Trash trucks.
It thinned out the herd in a lot of ways. You saw a lot of people got successful during the pandemic. I literally started gaining some success during the pandemic with podcasting, streaming, even with stand-up. I was still out there touring and doing my thing where I could do it. And a lot of people took the excuse to not have to grind.
It's like Chappelle said, it exposed who had a brittle spirit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of people. You hear somebody who's like, yeah, I moved to Albany
to live with my
parents. He was like, well, you're living in Albany now? You never came back?
You know, it's true. Be honest with you. I was at my mom's house during the whole thing, just, you know, watching over the house clean up, just making them sure they was great. And then Michael Che puts a picture up of him on the back of a truck telling jokes in a parking lot, and it was full. I was like, I got to go back to New York City.
You got to go back.
And I ran right back the week after. I was like, yeah, all right. Well, I'll figure it out. If they figured it out, I can.
We had to just take you. I mean, look, everyone took a moment to be like, whoa, you know, like, what's going on here? But the second, there was the comics that immediately said, no, we got to figure out how to tell fucking jokes. And it's dumb. I get it for some
Shout
people.
Shout out to Rebecca Trent.
Rebecca was incredible during the pandemic.
She whipped that shit up.
Of course. And there was comics that you could tell just were like, dude, we got to get back up there. And then there were some comics that were like, they were just like weak-spirited little bitches. And then they were like judging other comics for performing. But they were just pretending that they were a part of something. Dude, it all just sucks. It all just fucking really sucks. But what's going on in New York, I do think that it is definitely a more, you know, dangerous place than it used to be maybe 10 years ago. But there's something about like TikTok and social media culture that every time I hear a story like this, I just don't buy it. I'm like, did somebody really punch these bitches? Did somebody really punch? Like,
you know,
how many fucking hot TikTok bitches are being punched in the face?
Punched in the face.
It happens once in a while. I understand. Yeah. Yes, it. But in a week, it's a trend now, and it's not coming. Do you think the trend is coming from random homeless people? Yeah. It's not coming from you guys wanting attention. I don't buy it. I don't buy when people say they're autistic now, when people say they're fucking blind, anything. I'm like, what's your fucking angle, motherfucker?
That's right.
I don't believe
it. It's kind of, it does lean that.
Shannon, let me see some of these videos.
Okay, so there's four different chicks. We'll start with this one.
Oh, she got clock.
Oh, she does have a...
Oh, shit, she got a dotty on her.
She got a shiner.
Really, like, leaving class and turned the corner, and I was looking down, and I was looking at my phone and, like, texting, and then out of nowhere, this man just came up and hit me in the face. I'm, like, actually in shock right now. Walking home because what else do you do? But I just texted my friends being like, hi, just got punched in the face.
Maybe get your nose out of your phone again. I hope she gets punched again now.
That's what, the whole time I was thinking, I was like, if I was behind her, I'd be so fucking pissed off.
Yeah,
like, get the fuck out of the way.
Sorry, she's got a shiner. I will say that this is plausible. I don't believe that she went and struck herself in order to get TikTok fame.
Yeah, but she could have fucking just got it from anything else and then was like, ooh, I got an idea.
You're right.
But she's supposed to believe women. So
50-50 that this bitch
but
is.
But do we have to believe TikTokers?
It's March still.
I don't know.
It sure is March still.
Still March. We got to kind of get the benefit of the doubt in Women's Month.
Okay, I've got the next one.
Oh, she didn't get punched. Where'd she get punched?
In the teeth?
Where'd she get punched at? In the nose?
Goes, sorry, it punches me.
Gotcha.
Holy fuck. What the hell just happened?
He punched her with makeup? She looked like she made up.
That's it for that one.
I don't buy that.
I don't buy that. I'm sorry.
Straight up lie.
Yeah, that one's wild.
It's a lie. Did that one come after the other one, Shannon?
I'd have to double check, but they all came out within 5 days of each other.
Is it the same guy?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It's different neighborhoods.
It's a serial puncher.
Yeah. Different neighborhoods, because one said Times Square, one said West 16th or something like that. They're different areas. Here's another one.
That's not, that reaction was not someone who just got punched.
No,
not at all.
Good.
Is that the same chick?
It's a different one.
But if you know me, I don't share my personal life on the internet, especially things that.
Sure. And Frank.
But too many videos.
It was a shot.
It wasn't bad. I liked it.
I was punched in the head in New York City on Saturday, March 23rd.
Damn, that just happened.
In Times Square. I was walking out of the Times Square station.
Being as boring as I always am.
I know. This is a hard story to listen to.
And punched me in the head. Thankfully, I'm not as hurt as the girls that you've seen, the videos that you've
that's
seen.
This was on forever. That's enough for this.
How bad are women at telling stories?
Yeah.
Getting attacked in broad daylight is not an interesting
as far as you go.
Good.
Here's the last one.
Okay, maybe this worked.
I was literally just walking.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, she got a knot.
That's a knot, bro.
I can't even talk.
Two out of four. I believe 2 out of 4.
And now his leg is forming, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Why are they socking bitches in the head? That's stupid.
I will say, also, this last girl is the only one that there is a police report. She's the only one that went to the cops.
That's the only one that I'm genuinely
She got socked, and she got kicked in the head.
Did she get punched by a cartoon in the 80s? It went,
kicked by a horse.
There's a bird chirping around.
Yeah, dude.
Now, I believe that one. Now, wow.
I was walking Times Square and a man dropped an anvil on me.
Never have I ever had an inkling.
She smiles as piano keys.
Yes, that's. All right, another one.
This is the same girl. This is just pictures of the knot as it got bigger later in the day.
She recorded it.
Yeah, she recorded because then when she went back to the house, that's when she.
Oh, she's cute, dude. Dude, they punch her ugly. Look how hot she is there. Look at after she got punched, dude. Her whole head's all fucking sideways, doggy.
She looks like the movie White Chicks in that one. Go back to the
this poor girl.
That looks like the movie White Chicks.
Yeah, she did. Them eyebrows crazy. She thinned them things out. God damn.
Not bad.
So yeah, this is her. She went back to her house.
When you were
I don't like when people get hurt. I don't.
Oh, she's
like
a podcaster too. We were supposed to record the podcast, but now you're icing your head with Trader Joe's acai packs. Waiting for the police to come.
Shout out to their sponsor, Trader Joe's.
How I walk Say very aware of my surroundings. Yeah, I mean, look, you got to be careful. It does happen, by the way. The knockout game was a thing that happened.
That was in Philly. It was, I remember when it started in Philly.
But it was, I mean, everywhere, dude. That was happening. That's like with people having cell phones now and people filming things now, you're just catching it more often. That was happening in the 80s, 90s. Just people get fucking bored, dude. We would throw eggs at cars. Some kids would throw rocks at cars.
We did.
Right? So, you know, some people, like, depends on the level of fucking, how fucked up of a household you were from was depending on what you would throw at cars. Some people would throw water balloons. Those were nice white kids. They had good parents. They'd throw water
balloons. What's the point?
You're washing their car.
Yeah, get out of here, dude.
We would throw eggs. Some people throw snowballs.
Okay.
And then you get the fucking kids who from broken homes who were throwing batteries and rocks.
Fuck the car up. People would stop.
We were from the country, and we would we'd be out in the woods, and we'd pull out these fucking giant like broken trees and shit, and we'd block the road like in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, wow.
And then a lot of times they'd stop and we'd throw shit, but a lot of times it was like 3 a.m. and people were so scared to get out of their car, they just fucking fucked their car up by going through a fucking dam we built in the middle of the road. It's pretty fucked up.
Then what was that? Scary. What was the
that's
show?
Hills Have Eyes shit.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
It's like Boardwalk Empire. That's like during Prohibition, how they used to rob the wagons for alcohol.
Oh, they just, yeah. They'd
block off the road. Yeah, I mean, the internet and cell phones, it feels like, because it felt like racism was going away for a little while. Before, like, YouTube and shit, like, it just kind of felt a little bit kind of kumbaya. Like, it felt like everyone was going, like, you know what, we're pretty good. And then the internet came out and Reddit and YouTube comments, and we're like, oh, no, people are, like, deep down, like, fucking really racist and really hateful.
Racism is alive and well in this country.
America is in them comments,
deep
man.
Fucking down, dude. And
I bet you if you read 10 comments right now, one of them's going to be racist.
It's called the racist live chat.
What are you talking about?
Oh, there you go.
It's the gas station live chat.
Every time I come on the show, I risk going, what they going to call me? But it'd be funny. Then I'll be at some place or at Skankfest, and they come up shaking my hand, hugging me, and all this goofy shit. So I don't know.
No. Well, the thing is, our audience, we've cultivated an audience who thinks fucked up humor is funny.
Yeah.
So
there's nothing wrong with
99% of the people are just trying to be funny. And then 1% of people are like, oh, cool. Like, I'll get a real racist. 1 out of 1,000 people come up to me and be like, yo, what's up, these black people, right? You're like, no, I was kidding. Chill.
That's
it does happen. But you know what? You got to fucking, even those people, they need some love, doggy. And you show them a little bit of love, and then they're like, you know what? This Puerto Rican ain't that bad.
Yeah.
So who, your top girl stinks. Derek
that's
wins.
Stinks. What
Derek
are you talking
wins
about?
This top girl competition.
I don't even
right
think
now.
You pulled up the right photos. But
yeah, Florence, she's just been cooking. And I've been seeing her shit. Her outfits be fly. She be walking. She got some ass on her. And she got a little attitude. She got that quirky English, I don't give a fuck attitude. I'm like, this bitch can get it.
I like that.
Yeah, but, yeah.
All right. There you go. Well, there we go. Well, Derek wins this round.
That's okay. I'll still fuck Brittany.
You owe him another $20.
No one told me to bring cash.
These bitches were attacked. I believe half of them. That's okay. That's fine. Don't attack women anymore, folks.
Why do that?
Yeah.
They're soft. That's they're ladies. Wild. They can be annoying, but they still women. No, they don't do shit like that. Yeah, be fly. Talk to them. Kiss them.
What happened to punch a Nazi? Wasn't that like a thing?
That was a thing to punch a Nazi.
That was a whole thing. That was like a,
They was Nazis?
No, there was like during like the whole, during like the Trump.
I think
Trump
it was during
was coming
like,
up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw a few of those videos.
During the
but then can I tell you, here's where it got a little bit fucking slippery. Because like people are like punch a Nazi, and then by the way, most people go, I agree with that. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah,
fuck
punch a Nazi.
Fuck Nazis, right?
Yeah.
Fuck Nazis. But then you get some people that are going, well, that guy's a Nazi. He's like, well, what makes him a Nazi? He's like, are you pointing at me? And people are gonna punch me. I'm not a Nazi. I'm telling jokes, dickhead. Idea of punch a Nazi, it becomes a very slippery slope, because the reality is no actual, like two actual Nazis were punched. But then just a dude running for Senate who was a Republican wearing a tie, and people were like, punch that Nazi. And you're like, well, doggy, not everyone is a Nazi who disagrees with you.
Yeah. Plus the people punching him have never punched anyone in their life.
They're breaking their
so they were like
hands.
Winding up and running. Yeah. Like it was just bad. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about what is this Rebel Wilson story, Shannon?
I don't know anything about that.
Me either.
Okay, so she has a memoir that's supposed to be releasing next week. And apparently in one of the chapters she talks about an asshole that she worked with on a film.
Oh, yeah.
And but she didn't name who it was. But I guess the guy caught wind of it. And then like his lawyers and his PR team, I guess, was like reaching out to her and trying to stop the release of the book. And so after that, she came out and she was like, you know what? I'm not going to be bullied into not releasing my book. So I'm going to say who it is. And it's Sacha Baron Cohen.
Uh-oh.
And so she said, while working on the movie The Brothers Grimsby, that he constantly asked her to get naked in certain scenes, even though she says that she has a policy
to not
be naked.
Who is this chick, Rebel Wilson?
She was fat, now she's less fat?
This is her. This is her less fat now.
Yeah. Is this her talking about it?
No, this is just a picture.
She was huge, and now she's less huge.
Yeah, she was from Wilson Phillips.
Zach Amico, see what I'm saying?
Oh, is that the movie?
Yeah, this is from the movie.
She was in Pain and Gain as the black guy's girlfriend.
She was. She really was.
That's funny.
And he loved her too.
He loved her. Loved her.
Big old salt truck. Yeah.
So she was saying he was being inappropriate with
her? Yeah. So on top of her, she's saying that he constantly asked her if she would be nude in scenes. And then also said, Rebel says, okay, well, we're going to film this extra scene. And then he pulls his pants down and says, okay, now I want you to stick your finger in my ass. Saying that it would be funny in the scene. She's like, what? No.
But she knows who Sacha Baron Cohen is, right?
And it would also objectively be hilarious if she...
This is the motherfucker that made Borat. This is the motherfucker that ran into the thing naked and tackled his homie naked. Remember that?
He thought he was going to wrestle her.
That's
on a hotel bed.
The straight Dave fighting thing is one of
You know who Sacha Baron Cohen is,
one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I just feel like we are not, like, we can just... Like, look, the reason that Nickelodeon documentary hit, right, was because they were fucking kids. They were kids, right? And they were like, and you're like, kids should be treated with, you know, a certain amount of, you know, care. Women should be treated with less care, right? Like, but it's still like more care, I guess, than men. They want to be equal though, right? It's like, so we fuck around. We joke around. We bust balls. We make inappropriate jokes. Do you want to be equals or not? Shut the fuck up. I'm just saying, like, what I do.
You want to be an equal or not?
Dougie, I would pull my ass out and tell Zach to stick his finger in my ass right now. It would be hilarious.
Would be, and then I would do it.
He would do it to be funny.
And he would go, it would be a gift.
That'd be that. It'd be fucking funny. Now, if I did that to Shannon, now I have to worry about her fucking, you're lucky we don't have an HR department, but if we had an HR department, she could contact them. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know where we keep the HR department? Right in my ass, Shannon. Come here. We have the button to call them right up in my asshole. Do you want to try to call them?
Has he responded yet? Sacha?
So he's basically said that he has several different crew members that are on his side and say that everything that happened was in the script from the beginning and that nothing inappropriate happened.
I just think that you can be... Here's the problem. We were all inappropriate until you can't be, right? We're all like... We all fuck... Like, everyone here at Gas Digital, we all, like, make very inappropriate jokes.
Of course.
Off air, too. Like, we all do, right? Now, what would fuck things up is if one of these... idiot women that work for us, Shannon, Alex, Natalie, if they stop being fucking cool, all it takes is them to stop being cool. Because there's been a couple guys who stopped being cool. We're men. We're like, all right, dude, we're men. Ooh, we got to tough it up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But if one of these fucking women came out and was like, that was an abusive work, it would actually cause
weird
problems.
How it was just guys that did it and the girls are actually cool.
I know, because you guys fucking are awesome.
Y'all rock a little bit. Y'all do rock.
Thank you. The women here do fucking rock. But I'm just saying, like, that's really true. Like, I would have actual problems. Natalie and Shannon could destroy me from the inside out.
Absolutely.
But just so they know, like, I have things on them as well. I have a whole file. I have a whole file.
I'd love
ready to fucking
I would love to
go.
Compare
you want
to
see
two
the fucking
files.
File?
Yes, I would love
dare
to.
Dare me, Shannon. Dare me.
It's in his butt.
Cross me. You want to see the file?
In his asshole.
Come get it.
In his asshole, Shannon. Go dig up all that shit. If you got to go dig, it's that's so silly. Y'all motherfuckers are silly.
You stupid bitch. How dare you, Shannon?
You goofies are cool.
That's why, but
I don't
do,
think
I do,
they can touch you.
I do treat the women much nicer here than the men behind the scenes. You should see.
Oh, yeah, you're trashing dudes, but that's what they deserve. I remember what you used to do to Dylan.
Dylan deserved it.
Yeah.
But Shannon's never even... Shannon, I don't think you've ever even really been reprimanded by me.
Yeah, but not in the way you do it to the guys.
How harsh have I ever been with you?
Not very.
Shannon will fuck up completely. Like, she'll be like on fucking heroin in a dumpster in fucking Staten Island when we're supposed
weekends.
To be on air. Mm-hmm. Like, just fucking black cocks going in every one of her holes.
Yep. Yes. It's all the time.
Yeah, that happens. And I'm like, where are you, Shannon? She's like, I'm just getting fucked by black cock to my heroin right now.
And getting fucked by black.
And then I'm like, you know what, Shannon? Whatever. Yeah. I guess you don't really care about the show today. I'll see you Wednesday. And that's as far as it goes when that happens.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm a nice guy. I'm a nice guy.
Nice.
I'm just saying women need to suck it up a little more. We're all adults, you know?
And who's checking on Rebel Wilson? I think she's just trying to stay relevant a little bit.
Maybe.
Is she doing a lot now? I don't know. I think she's pretty popular.
Who the fuck is checking on Rebel in the room?
She was in Cats, and it was a problem.
Cats was trash.
A long time ago.
It was one of the most surreal things I've ever seen. She eats roaches with children's faces.
Wow. In the movie Cats?
In the movie Cats.
That was considered one of the worst movies, right?
It was so bad. I watched people walk out the entire time.
That was the play that my mom would lie to us about as children and tell us every Christmas that she was getting us tickets to go see Cats.
Wow.
That was specifically the play that was dangled in front of me as a child.
I always wanted to see it.
I always wanted to see Cats too. I always wanted to see Cats. Cats, the musical. And then they'd fucking
My mom hated musicals, so I hated musicals.
Really?
So I was like, fuck it.
My mom didn't like musicals. She was an uncultured heroin addict. She said she was taking us to see this musical.
Yeah, my mom was like, "Nah, I'll take you to see a regular."
She also
movie.
Said she
Fuck
was going to take us to see That's to funny. Go to Six Flags every year. Yeah. There was probably 3 years of my life where I lied to all of my friends and said that I had been to Six Flags because I was supposed to go on like a Tuesday and my mom didn't go, and then I was like, "All right, well, fuck it, I can't tell everyone that I didn't go." And I was like,
"That's fucked up."
Great American Street, the Viper.
My dad used to do this thing where he's like, "Hey, you guys want to go by Six Flags?" And then we'd get on the highway, we'd be driving past it, and he goes, "Look, we're going by it." I was like, "You motherfucker!"
No. Wait a minute, that's how
he got us five times at least with
that's
that fucking
actual
joke.
Abuse.
So fucked up.
Neither my mother or my father played with my emotions like that. I got everything I wanted.
That's wild. Good for you, man. Yeah, my mom didn't play with my emotions. She would say things. I think she meant it. I always told the story. We got an Atari 1 year for Christmas when I was like 4 years old, and my mom told the story. She was like, "Oh, the car was broken into and they stole the Christmas."
Oh, that's fucking crazy, bro.
And as an adult now, I went, "Oh, she lied. She never bought those Christmas gifts. It was just easier to buy drugs." And to fucking lie and say and be a victim.
Bro.
I know she lied, that fucking bitch. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, I know she lied.
Well, that's a lie that no one's going to question you on because it's
so
ridiculous.
No gifts. These awful men. Why would they take our gifts? Bad. My mom's just fucking passed
Every
out.
Christmas I had.
What movie was it that she took you to when you won concert tickets and she convinced you it would be more fun to go to the movies?
What movie? It was Paula Abdul concerts. Paula Abdul concert that we didn't go to.
Yeah, you won tickets, though.
Nassau Coliseum. And now that I drive and I live in Jersey and I know where everything... Nassau Coliseum from Rockland County, New York...
That's crazy.
...was a fucking nightmare, dude.
Yeah.
This is on Long Island. Like, to go from Rockland County to Nassau Coliseum on Long Island... Look up driving distance, West Haverstraw, New York, to Nassau Coliseum. And then add an hour at least. We're leaving at like 5 p.m. Traffic's got to be crazy. There's a concert starting at 8.
That sounds crazy.
I don't remember what movie it was. I remember what movie we went to go see when she crashed her car on Christmas Eve into Jews. It was into a family of
on
Jews.
Purpose.
And then I heard the family of Jews go, "Nobody move." Like they were like, "We can get fucking money out of this." And I remember like, "Yo, they're fucking right about these Jews."
Yeah.
As a kid, I remember like, "Yo, they're right. They're not wrong."
What's that? Highland Road in Long Island? That's so long. I've had to drive down that shit. Highland Park Road, whatever the fuck. But
my girlfriend's family's from Long Island, so we drive out to Long Island now from Jersey, and it's like it's a hold to do.
It's about 2 hours, but I feel like that can't be right because you're gonna hit so much traffic.
It's gonna be 3 hours. It's gonna be 3 hours. Right now, if you went, it would be about 2 hours because there's no traffic right now. But in the afternoon, 3.5 hours. My mom was just, and I'm a kid. So she just fucking, kids are stupid. She's been, you'd somehow like to rather go see the Dick Tracy movie, right?
I'm like, the Hamptons is a lot.
Honestly,
right?
Dick Tracy, that would pretty solid, though. As a kid, I wanted to see that movie.
I saw the Dick Tracy movie as a kid, and it was, you know, that's another thing. Like, they didn't really figure out, like, kids' movies at the time. Like, we didn't give a fuck about a character who was popular in the fucking 50s.
Well,
like, my grandmother.
Well, that was just right around when Batman was big. They were just throwing shit at the wall and seeing what stuck.
I don't remember liking the movie.
Detective comic book character.
But I remember wanting to go to the movie.
Yeah.
You know, like, I remember being excited.
It all flat then, top, no face.
It
was Madonna the whole time, that bitch. I don't remember what movie it was. But, yeah, my mom just fucking mind fucked me into believing that I'd rather go see a movie. She's like, "I'll get you popcorn and candy, too."
Like, oh, she got you with candy.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, it's easy to manipulate kids, man.
But I really wish I would have went to go see Paula Abdul now. Now that I think about it, I was really attracted to Paula Abdul when I was a kid. Really, there was one video where she's like,
she's still hot,
kind of. She's an old lady now, but there was the one. You need to fucking get a phone. Get the internet. There's hot new women, dude.
New women, bro?
Just Google hot new women. Is that
fucking
what
Jennifer Lopez bodega order?
No, wait, what?
She did an interview, dude. It made me mad, and I've been living in New York since I'm like
struggling that J-Lo
since I'm like 17. So I wouldn't call myself a native. I'm like, I'm a New Yorker that I live here now.
Yeah.
And even I was like, this is a phony bitch. They go, what's your New York bodega order? She goes, ham and cheese, orange drink. Cause if you know, you know.
What?
What?
And barbecue chips. And I'm like, that someone would have told you. Like,
that's
not a bodega order.
Has not been to a bodega in 40 years.
Yeah. Orange drink, because if you know, you know. It's literally, she like heard someone say that once.
What is orange drink?
When's the last time?
Orange drink? You ever heard of Tang?
It's just Tang?
Jennifer Lopez.
You're talking orange soda? I'm not going to live here. Oh, come on,
hey,
dude.
Lewis, where the fuck you get this thing from? He's been bugging me the whole time.
I'm just happy you called me the N-word.
Hey, where the fuck you get this cracker from, man? Let me explain.
Doggy, Jennifer Lopez, when's the last time she was poor, dude? She was on In Living Color as a dancer.
Yeah, that was long time ago.
I mean,
she's hot too.
Yeah, she look, I will say that Jennifer Lopez, in terms of old ladies, she might be the hottest old lady out there.
Yeah. I saw her at an SNL party. Yeah. She's still bad.
She's still bad. No,
she's still bad.
I'm sure she's fucking ridiculous.
Shout out to my boy Reggie for having the balls to go, hey, J-Lo, I didn't say shit. He said everything, but the way she reacted, she's still an old bad bitch.
Love that.
She's very old nice. And bad and bad. She was bad.
I'm sure in person she's even more striking.
Bad. I was like, God. Like, damn,
I saw Cameron Diaz at a gym in person. And Cameron Diaz, like, she radiated like, just like
she was bad. There was no way around.
It was even beyond just being attractive. There was something like an energy from
an aura.
Yeah. Where like you couldn't get too close to her. It felt like there was a fucking a force field around her. And it was like, I was like, I'm not ready to be in that space. Same thing with Leonardo DiCaprio. I saw Leonardo DiCaprio at the same gym and he fucking just had like a thing where I wanted to walk past him. I was like, I can't get that close to Leo. I'm not worthy.
Yeah.
I got close to Taylor. I got close
Leo
to Taylor Swift at
the
party.
Raped.
She didn't have
Josh
the same essence as J-Lo. It was pretty wild.
Wait, one at a time. Sorry, I'm missing it all.
Oh, my fault. Go ahead.
There's pictures of Leo on set with the guy that raped Drake. With
Drake
his arm
Bell
around him saying, like, Leo, this kid's the next big thing. I got my
I saw that in the documentary. Yeah. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, that documentary.
And then Leo, very high level partier at P. Diddy parties.
Yeah. I'm sure. Well, P. Diddy's going through. Is he on the run right now?
Yeah.
That's what
he's
it
in
seems
like. Antigua?
Is he?
Yeah,
oh,
they did the whole thing when they was raiding his cribs. He was on a private jet headed to the islands. It was pretty
was
wild.
Already gone.
And they think what was his sons were clearing the house of like shit that they. He had people in the house.
But
goddamn right.
They
God
arrested
right
his sons. They put cuffs on his sons.
It's fine. Damn. They'll be okay.
I was like,
They got some good lawyers.
Yeah, man.
I got to get to Antigua. My son can spend a couple weeks in jail. We're going to figure it out. We'll get you to Antigua later on.
It was the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't know what Puffy did, but I'm going to tell you right now.
Mostly bang dudes, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to demonize a man for being gay.
Well, I think
but they were
was
saying that he had young kids come to the house and all that shit.
I think it was he forced dudes. Like it wasn't like a
if you get
like
raped
a
by as a man by a man, that's kind of on you. Anyway.
Well,
fight
making the band, there
fight
was a lot of
dog,
clear
you could try
cut
to
signs this motherfucker was out of his
you
mind.
You'd have to literally in order for you to rape me, you'd have to literally hit me in the back of the head with a baseball bat and I have to wake up to fucking Derek fucking me in the ass. You're not
take me out of that.
You're not raping me. No, guys, everyone imagine this.
Hey. Take me out of it.
Everyone imagine this.
I don't like when y'all do that homo dream horse shit. I don't want to fuck dudes in my dreams either. Use Zach. Or use this goofy motherfucker. Oh, he got a special out on Mark Norman's YouTube right now. Use him. Use him.
Doggy. I'm telling you right now, in order to be raped by a man, you'd literally have to be violently held down by like eight dudes. There's no getting into my ass.
Remember, Shawshank Redemption, they had to knock his ass out first.
Yeah, dude. Oh, and Andy Dufresne was not a tough man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't.
They had
he's
to knock
his ass out.
He was in
a
lawyer.
His sisters had to beat his ass till he couldn't. Yeah. Remember the sisters? They had to whoop his ass.
Up,
and then I was like, this.
And then they did
crazy
unspeakable things to him, dude.
Is that Stephen King,
and
too?
By the way, and by the way, back in the day, they didn't know how to softly make love, dude. Gay sex back in the day was just
fucking
bang, 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 bang. I'm sure gay sex, the technique, have evolved a lot They figured out a way to, because now they say lay on your back, put your legs up. I've heard. I've heard. That's what they say. You don't just bend over.
Speaking of this, do you want to hear the supposed leaked audio of Diddy and Meek Mill?
No. Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, no.
I
do. No,
I want to hear it. I want to hear it. Wild. Let's go. Shannon.
No.
Pretty wild.
It does seem like a sketch.
It's a sketch.
Yeah, I heard it. It was gross. Very traumatizing.
So this is that's supposed to be a recording of the security guard who was outside the door and was like, I could use this one.
No. That's so obviously fake.
It comes off a little fake, but it's still gross.
It's just he's going, please, Puffy, stop bugging me in my ass.
That is literally, ICP has Eminem diss track.
Oh, yeah, I remember
with
that.
With Dr. Dre fucking him in the ass. Don't tell Kim, dog.
See, that can be reused. See that?
Yeah.
Can't believe everything you hear.
You can't believe anything. Anything that I hear now, anything that I see.
You don't think P. Diddy's gay and did all that?
Well, he's probably, no, there's signs of that. But hearing that, that's a hat on a hat.
The problem is now when I even see like sex tapes that come out. Didn't what's her name just have a sex tape? Fucking redheaded
Ice Spice.
No, that
Ice
was all Spice. Fake. It never came out. It was all I think.
But that's what I'm saying. Sexy Red. I thought it was.
And what's her name?
Ice Spice.
To. Ice Spice and Red Bottoms. That song.
I was disappointed.
She's supposed to have one too.
I was really disappointed because it's like
Ice Spice got a fat butt.
I'm not even into Ice Spice, but I will say, when she bends over and then covers her pussy with her hand and like looks back, you're like, all right, Ice Spice, you fucking weird looking bitch.
She's dressed as Betty Boop.
She's done it a few times in a concert. She'll like bend over and then she puts her hand over her pussy, like so. All you see is like her cover. It's a pretty hot move. Shannon, please. I've vamped enough.
I'm getting ready to say, you don't think that's a hot move? That's a pretty hot move.
Ice Spice, pretty you little move. Dirty bitch.
Shake her ass in a deli.
Doggy, we got to get Ice Spice to Skankfest. How do we get her to come hang out at Skankfest? This guy, what's her name? Doja Cat's like a fan of like comedy. She's a fan of Sam Hyde. I heard she was at the Comedy Cellar one night. We got to get Doja Cat to Skankfest. That bitch is fucking wild, too. Shannon, do you have the picture of Ice Spice covering her pussy?
So, I have her butt.
Let's see. Okay.
That's not the same.
Her butt. I'm trying to find a video of it.
She's got a big old fat fucking ass.
Big old Bronx butt, man. She's from the Bronx.
There's
man.
A lot. I'm sure
she got ass in the deli. That bitch bad. I don't care.
Yeah, she's got a weird face, but who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares? I'm not fucking her face.
I mean,
there's
nothing wrong with her face. Her hair is silly.
There's nothing wrong with her face. No, but she's not.
Yeah, she's hot.
She's not traditional.
Just watch that fucking orange hair go up and down. Pretend like you're gonna get McDonald's later.
Okay, Ronald McDonald joke. I fuck with. She's stacked. It's a stacked chick.
Yeah,
she's ain't no way around it. She's that's amazing.
This it's not gonna be this. This it's like her in concert. She bends over and then she.
I know exactly what she's talking about.
She covers her pussy and her asshole with her hand and it's just like, God fucking damn, Ice Spice, you little fucking piggy, you little fucking dog, you little doggy, you thirsty doggy, you thirsty.
Ooh.
Anyway,
you all right over there?
I'm getting horny, dude.
Yeah, I can hear it. It's pretty weird, bro.
All right, we got to run.
Already? Oh, we were having a good old time.
Okay. We can keep going for the next couple hours, but I mean, what are we going to do?
Yeah, I got you.
We're an hour and a half. We're fucking...
God damn, really? Already? That went... Wow. You guys really know how to talk.
We usually have a timer. Maybe that's the way to do it is get rid of the timer now, guys, because I can keep... Now we're starting on time. I know exactly where we're at, and I think the timer may... It's like watching a clock. Literally
watching the clock, Liz. Guys, it's like seeing numbers on a screen.
Oh, look, I have an analogy. I have a really good analogy that'll make sense to you guys. It's just like watching a clock.
Jackass. I don't know why y'all keep inviting me back, but I appreciate it. Somehow I appreciate it.
This clock's going minute by minute.
Shut up, Zach. Jackasses. Both of y'all assholes.
No, we love Derek. You're the fucking man. You're so funny.
Man.
Every time on the show, love having you on.
Hey,
hilarious.
Man.
Support Derek and everything he does. Go check out Andrew Youngblood's brand new special tomorrow on that's if you're watching this on YouTube or if you're watching this or listening to this on iTunes. It's already out right now. Go click on it on Mark Norman's channel. Let him know that the Real Ass Podcast sent you and support Andrew. He's the fucking man. And if you guys are down in Houston, go check out his club, The Secret Group, which
good
is
club, man.
The location of Skankfest Houston, which is great partners. You guys were the fucking best. And we will be back on Friday with another exclusive episode just for the subscribers. So subscribe with that promo code RAP14, and we'll check you then. Peace.
Peace.
That's all, folks.